This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, described the situation in Gaza as hell on earth Monday, following an Israeli attack in the southern city of Rafah that Palestinian health officials say killed at least 35 people. Speaking from Beirut, where he was meeting with Lebanese leaders, UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini said he cannot comment on casualties from the attack because he cannot get in touch with his people on the ground in Gaza.
I saw images. They are deeply disturbing and horrifying. I think we have been clear more than once. There is no safe space in Gaza.
The Gaza Health Ministry said the attack ignited tents in an area sheltering displaced people. Then, in addition to the dead, there are also dozens of people injured. The Israeli military described its attack as a precise airstrike that killed Yassin Rabia, the Hamas chief of staff for the West Bank. Qatar's foreign ministry said Monday the attack could complicate efforts to mediate a ceasefire and the return of hostages held in Gaza. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday governments should reconsider prohibitions against Ukraine using military aid to target Russian forces on Russian soil, saying the limits are reducing the ability of Ukrainian forces to defend themselves. Speaking during a visit to Bulgaria, Stoltenberg said Russia's invasion that began in 2022 is a violation of international law and that Ukraine has a right to defend itself, including striking legitimate targets outside of Ukraine. Stoltenberg also said Russia's recent gains in the war are a result of allies not following through on promised military aid.
Allies have not delivered what they promised on air defense. And of course, these gaps, these delays in military support has had consequences on the ground.
Stoltenberg reiterated NATO itself is not a party to the conflict. This is VOA News. Chinese Premier Li Qiang praised what he called a restart in relations as he met with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Seoul Monday for the first three-way talks between the three nations in 4 years, striving to revive trade and security dialogues hampered by global tensions. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Yoon and Kishida have charted a closer course with each other and to Washington, embarking on unprecedented three-way cooperation with the United States on military and other measures. In bilateral talks a day earlier, Li and Kishida discussed Taiwan and agreed to hold a new round of bilateral high-level economic dialogue. Yoon and the Chinese premier agreed to a diplomatic and security dialogue and to resume free trade talks. Yoon also asked China to play a constructive role with its partners in North Korea, which is expanding its nuclear weapons and missile arsenal in defiance of the United Nations Security Council resolutions.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Officials in Papua New Guinea said Monday the massive landslide that took place overnight Friday buried more than 2,000 people on the South Pacific island as treacherous terrain and difficulties transporting aid lowered hopes of finding survivors. The nation's National Disaster Center gave the death toll in a letter to the UN released Monday but dated Sunday. A separate UN agency had put the possible death toll at more than 670 people. Officials explained the wide difference in death tolls reflects the remote site and the difficulty in getting an accurate population estimate. Speaking with Reuters News Service, International Organization for Migration Chief for Papua New Guinea, Sirhan Octoprak, said some local officials had kept their death toll estimates low in hopes of finding survivors.
At this point, people, I think, are realizing that the chances are very slim, that anyone can basically be taken out alive. And for that reason, they were, at least the war counselors, they were able to start sharing some of their estimations.
In the United States, the first unofficial weekend of summer, the summer season was deadly weather-wise, as storms killed at least 18 people across the southwestern states of Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV his home in Marion County was destroyed.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. Heard the roof go.
At a news conference carried Sunday by WFAA, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said those affected by the storm need the prayers of everyone in the state. Even in Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency, saying there were multiple reports of wind damage and tornadoes. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.